Do you ever really read those inserts that come in the mail with your credit card bill? How about your employee handbook? If not, you could be giving up rights and not even know it. A new report from the watchdog group Public Citizen says a growing number of service and employment contracts require disputes to be settled through binding arbitration rather than the court system. And the group warns that arbitration can be prohibitively expensive. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Last summer, Darcy Ting got a letter from her long-distance carrier, AT&T. It was no big deal, the company wrote. Your AT&T service or billing will not change. There's nothing you need to do. But buried in the fine print of an accompanying contract was language that said if a dispute arose, Ting could not sue AT&T. Instead, she'd have to submit to binding arbitration. The company knew most of its customers wouldn't bother to read the contract, but so long as they kept using AT&T's long-distance service, they'd automatically be bound by its terms. Jackson Williams of the group Public Citizen says that kind of mandatory arbitration language is sneaking into all sorts of long-distance contracts and other service and employment contracts as well.
Everybody is affected. If you have a credit card, if you have a telephone, if you have a job, if you're buying a house, I just can't conceive of anybody who would not be affected by an arbitration clause.
Arbitration's often promoted as less costly than a lawsuit, but Public Citizen says that's not necessarily the case. Unlike the court system, which is funded by taxpayers, arbitration is paid for by the participants. So Williams says a consumer or employee taking a case to arbitration may face thousands of dollars in upfront fees.
Most people don't get to that point. Most people, they go to see their attorney shows them the arbitration clause and explains to them what it means, and usually the consumer has to walk away and say, well, there's nothing I can do here.
The American Arbitration Association recognized that problem and recently capped its fees for many consumer cases at $375. The association's senior vice president, India Johnson, adds going to court can also be costly unless a lawyer agrees to take one's case on a contingency fee basis.
The basic problem is that 90% of people can't get a lawyer, don't have this sexy kind of case to take it to a jury trial. So it's giving up one thing to get a whole lot of benefit in another way.
Many businesses prefer arbitration to court as a way to limit their own attorney's fees. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says business ought to have that option, provided there are adequate safeguards for consumers or employees. The Chamber's Randy Johnson isn't worried that many consumers and employees are unaware of the arbitration agreements they've entered into.
People do have a responsibility to read the things that are sent to them in the mail. And if you don't want to agree to resolving credit card disputes, for example, through arbitration, then don't take the credit card.
Some lawmakers disagree. Several bills are pending in Congress that would limit mandatory arbitration in consumer contracts. Today, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold introduced a bill that would outlaw the clauses in employment deals. At a Capitol Hill news conference, Feingold complained some employers are using arbitration to sidestep workers' legal guarantees.
Anyone who has a job with a contract can essentially be forced to give up protections that so many people here in this building have fought for so many years to try to protect people's rights. And it's really kind of a neat trick to get around these important laws. Employers can wipe away decades of labor laws and civil rights laws with a simple contract provision that an employee is powerless to resist. We need to do something about that.
Feingold insists he's not against arbitration so long as both sides submit voluntarily. Public Citizen agrees that the best way to improve arbitration is to give workers and consumers a choice. Darcy Ting chose not to go along with the arbitration clause AT&T slipped into its contract. The day before it was to take effect, Ting filed a lawsuit and won. A federal judge in California declared the company's actions illegal and unconscionable. The case is now on appeal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.